up, cause I got a little cheddar and my records moving out the store. I got young cats getting at me, young rappers spitting at me. My homie Big predicting this thing exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause cats hate when you getting money like athletes. Young as ice grilling me, oh, you not feeling me. Fine, it cost you nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin, ain't got time for fronting. Sensitive thugs, they all need hugs. Damn, little man, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, you know I'm trying to move 3. Get a couple gigs, get on the try to do E. Hopefully, they're monogamy before I reach my garage. I don't want much, yo, I drove every car. Some nice cook, food, some nice clean drawers. Real ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waking in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
I said, where's the love?
Hello, good people. Welcome to episode 18 of Tay's Tidbits, even though I was calling last episode episode 18. Welcome back. If you are new here, I'd like to formally welcome you to this ride. I have literally been listening to this song on repeat every single day, all week. So it was only right. Now that I'm successful, you pull this shit. That sigh before I started the music again was because I just love Sean so much. If you are new here, you will learn that. If you are not, welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back. And if you are listening to this podcast for the first time, I appreciate you. Shout out to all of the listeners all over the world. Thank you guys so much for tuning in yet again to another episode. I have a lot of thoughts after listening to last week's or 2 weeks ago. That episode, I want to circle back on some stuff. So we're going to get to it. But Jaguar, sheesh. If you have not, go check out Hov's Unplugged, MTV Unplugged album. I love it more so because the music, the band is phenomenal. And if you have ever seen Hov in person or in concert or live, whatever you want to say, you know his band is not a freaking joke. Guru and the rest of those guys are incredibly talented. And this body of work with the live drums and the guitars and the everything, it's just like, it just brings the music to life in a whole different way for me. So that song right there, and then Jaguar just killing her part. So love it, love it, love it. What's going on? How you guys been? How is it going? Thank you so much for the response to episode 17. You guys are so super amazing. To that point, if you do listen to this show and you enjoy it, leave it a review, preferably on Apple Podcasts, because that is where the majority of my listeners listen. But wherever you listen, whether it's Spotify or Google or however you digest this podcast, you should review it so other people can know how you feel about it. Thanks to everyone who has reviewed it thus far. I love reading your thoughts. I love your feedback so very much. It makes me incredibly happy to hear how the things that I say affect people in different ways based on their own life experiences. So it's dope. Really dope. I said a lot on episode 17. That didn't sit well with me. I feel like I've said a few times already. It took me a while to work through that, and now here we are again. So I'm gonna do my best to not fumble over my words. And if you have listened to this show, you know that I take pauses, and that's intentional because I don't want to, you know, the filler words like so I tried to practice doing better with that. I did practice doing better with that, and I think with being rusty and being out of my routine, it was just, when I heard it, I was like, oh, okay. Either way it goes, I was incredibly proud of the content, incredibly proud of the message and the delivery, and like I said, really glad that you guys received it well. I'm sure that it ruffled some feathers, and that's okay too. So before I get into the things that I want to get into pertaining to episode 17, this will be kind of a part two. I want to just remind everyone and let new people know that I'm Shantae, and this is the show that I named Tay's Tidbits because it's basically just tidbits of information. Life experiences, things that I've been through, lessons that I've learned. I'm not an expert on anything. This show is based on my life, the things that I've been through, what I have learned, things that I'm currently going through, what have you. And I just talk about it in the hopes that it will affect change. That's it. That's it. I have not been trained. I don't have any. And I don't say that to talk bad about myself or talk down on myself. I say that so that people are properly informed. If they are new to this show, I want them to be in a position where their expectations are managed properly. I am not a psychologist. I am not trained. I'm not a trained, licensed medical professional. I'm just a 39-year-old woman who's been through some shit, and I just come on here and I talk about it. That's really just it. It doesn't mean that the things that I'm saying aren't valuable. I feel like people do find value in my stories, but they really just are my stories. So here we are at 18 of these episodes. When I listened to episode 17, I felt like there were things that were left open-ended. There were things that I said that weren't necessarily enough instruction, you know. So I don't want you guys to ever feel like I am saying something without helping for real. And what I mean by that is if I tell someone that they, you know, should think about why they would do certain things, then what happens when the thought is had? So, you know, a person may say, okay, I thought about it. Now what? So I feel like when we are put in positions where we have to start to make adjustments mentally and we start to look at things, thought patterns, behaviors, we start to question whether or not these things are beneficial for us, whether or not we should shift some things, whether or not we should establish some boundaries with people in our lives. And we come to the place where we know that these things need to happen, right? So the first step is sometimes just gaining that information, just understanding that something needs to change, that at this point, maybe I've been doing these things this way forever, and now I feel like, for whatever reason, there needs to be some sort of a shift. This is not working. So at that point, it goes from having the information. Well, the first part is living however we live, then going to a place where we understand that things may need to change, and then that third piece being, okay, so how? And I feel like that is most of the time the most difficult part, because ignorance is bliss. in most regards. And when that information comes to us, then behind it comes the accountability. And for some people, it's better that they don't even acknowledge that anything needs to change, because once they do, you are kind of always poked with the, well, what are you going to do? What's going to happen? And you feel like, well, how? Even if I want to do these things and make these changes, how do I do that? So when I listened back to episode 17, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you told them to think about it and you told them that they should walk away. But sometimes it comes down to, how do you do that? So I'd like to talk about how it worked for me and what I found to be beneficial when it came to going from the place of knowing that things needed to change to actually being in the place of making those changes. So for me, I have not been able to master any major changes without support. Support has been very, very important in my life. And I realize that my support system has been the reason I've been able to do the things that I have done. And it could be for a number of reasons. It could be because maybe at one point or another, I didn't believe in myself the way I should have. Maybe I didn't value myself the way I should have. But I have been blessed enough to always have people around me to undergird me and to remind me of what was possible in my life. So I personally believe that God has put people in position in my life to act as those reminders until I got to the place where I knew it for myself. So I said all of that to say support is important. No man is an island. Cliche. Y'all know how I love cliches. I don't love cliches. I actually hate cliches. But some things are what they are. It's very true. None of us should have to journey alone. None of us should have to figure it out on our own. We should be able to lean and depend on the people closest to us when it comes to something as monumental as a life change. So I would hope that there are people, whether it's a family member or a friend, a colleague, I don't know, but whatever that support system looks like for you, you're going to need those people if you are to make a major change, whether it's leaving a relationship, leaving a job, establishing boundaries with a family member. It could just be as simple as having someone to talk to through the process, or, you know, physically having support when it comes to, you know, okay, well, today is the day that I need this man to move out of my house. And, you know, maybe I call my cousin because I don't want to be here by myself, because this might not go right. It might actually go left. So I need to have somebody here with me, you know, like support. So also to that, for me, my support came by way of my therapist. That's, you know, no secret. If it's your first time listening, hello, I go to therapy. I have been for a long time, huge advocate of it, believe in it, preach about it, talk about it. Not in a pushy way, but in a way of, this is what helped me. So for me, my licensed medical health professional, mental health professional, licensed. Oh, God. She has been right there with me throughout the majority of the change that has, at least the change that has happened in my life over the last few years. I kept from her the last situation that I went through with my ex, and she was not happy. I said last podcast that I had a session with her and how I was going to tell her about the breakup and everything, and how I laughed like, oh, this should be fun. Well, she was incredibly disappointed that I had not shared that with her. She said, I feel like we're closer than that. She said, I feel like, if I were not your therapist, I would want to be your friend. She said, I feel like you're an amazing person, and it hurts me that you had to go through that alone. So I let her know that it was not personal and that there were many people in my life who had no idea what I was going through on a daily basis. And it was embarrassing, to be frank, so I didn't share it. So that was her feedback on that. But outside of that, she has stood toe to toe with me for everything. And I am so, so very grateful that I have had her, because again, support has been super necessary for me when it came to making any type of a change. Maybe you're a person who doesn't need support and you are incredibly independent when it comes to your decision making and your thought process, and you can just do it on your own. That's dope too. But if you are anything like me, it makes a lot of sense, and it was very, very necessary and crucial almost to have that support system. When I finally came to the place where I was ready to end this last relationship that I was in, I needed to have people who knew. So it was, you know, sorry I haven't been telling you what's going on, but this is what's going on, and this is how I need you to support me. That was hard for me. It was hard for me to learn, and I've said that on this podcast before. It was incredibly hard for me to be comfortable, and I still struggle with allowing myself to be supported. But I knew when shit hit the fan, this is not the time to be proud. Like, you need to make sure that you are good and you are safe and people know what is going on. So I put all of that to the side, but on a like day-to-day basis, just, you know, here, there, and it's very touch and go with me. Sometimes I am okay with that level of vulnerability, and it's not even so much vulnerability, right? Because obviously I get on this show and I talk all the time, and I'm incredibly vulnerable and honest about things that I don't always want to talk about, but I do it because it's what's true to me and it's what's true to the brand. But for me, it's more so the feeling of being a burden. And I would tell anyone that I love the same way anyone in my life would tell me, you are never a burden to me. But it's that trauma that's like, yeah, they're not going to want to be bothered with that. That causes me to just kind of stay to myself when I should be leaning in for support. Again, I'm getting better, much better. It used to be far, far worse. And it puts a hindrance on a friendship or on a relationship when you have someone who loves you and they feel like you're not opening up to them in that way. It's like, well, do you not trust me? So it can cause them to feel away. And I don't want the people I care about to feel away. I don't want them to feel like I'm purposely keeping things from them or I'm being secretive or anything like that. I just have to let them know that it is my own stuff. It is who I am. It's not an indictment on them as a friend or as a partner or as a family member or anything like that. So again, I'm getting better, getting much better. The second thing, and these aren't necessarily in order of importance or in order of, you know, kind of just the way that it should go. You should do this and then this. No, it's just me just getting these points out. The next thing is that we have to be honest with ourselves in order to effectively change anything. I think the majority of issues we have as human beings, I'm a woman, so I can speak to womanhood, but I think as humans, the majority of issues that we have because we lie to ourselves. And I think we have to begin being far more comfortable with the truth. And it is the truth that starts to cause someone to even want to make any type of change in their lives. But if you are comfortable in something and if you are telling yourself a fallacy around it, then it's a lot more difficult because you may not even see that there's a need to change. So when we begin to tell ourselves the God honest, sometimes very ugly truth, then I feel like we can adjust from that point forward. It's not always something that's easy to digest, especially when you have onus in it. There were times in my life where I had to look myself in the mirror and take responsibility for the fact that I did this. I allowed this. I created the space for this to exist. And it's not self-judgment, or it's not being harsh. It's just being honest enough to know, okay, I did this. Now, what can I do differently going forward? How can I make this right? I can acknowledge that what my part was in it. And now with that, I can do something different. But if we're always the victim, if it's always somebody else's fault, if it's never anything that we've ever done wrong, then 9.5 times out of that 10, we're not going to change that, because we'll make it about somebody else. If we take responsibility for our own lives and we take back our own power, then we are able to change anything that we want to change. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that we can control is ourselves. We can't really control what somebody else does or doesn't do, and we're not responsible for other people. So the power belongs to us when it comes to our lives. This is my life. So I get to make the decisions that are best for me. So in doing that, I acknowledge where I could have possibly done better. And then I make those adjustments therein. I can shift right here. I don't have to stay quiet when something bothers me. I can have a conversation with a person the first time that they do something out of the way, and I can nip it in the bud. Then I can stay true to who I am by standing up for myself in that way. I don't like when you speak to me like this. I don't like when you do this, that, and the third. I spoke about it on an earlier episode. I don't like when you're 40 minutes late. I don't like when, whatever it is, you can have the conversation about it, instead of allowing it just to fester and to linger and to linger. And now there's so much resentment, there's animosity, you know, two people just can't get on the same page and we don't understand why. Maybe there were things that needed to be discussed that were never discussed. And now it's a matter of us being friends, but there's still being friction. And why? Why is there friction? There shouldn't be friction in a friendship. And I'm not saying that people don't have their own set of individual issues that would cause there to be a conflict in a friendship. Of course, these are two human beings. But when it comes to just there always being friction, to me, that says that there's some type of underlying issue that needs to be addressed. And sometimes I have been guilty on multiple occasions of just allowing shit to just fly because I didn't want anybody to be mad at me, or I didn't want there to be any type of conflict. Like, as if a constructive conversation would turn into this person just completely hating me, and not being able to think past that to what this friendship may look like if we don't have this conversation, because one of us is going to start to resent the other. So that is equally as important as support, just the truth, acknowledging what the truth of the situation is. And sometimes it's not just us lying to ourselves about our part. We lie to protect the people in our lives. We tell ourselves that it's not as bad as it is in order to stay in it. And that is how we accommodate the situation by, well, you know, it's just this, it's not that, it could be worse. You see her over there, like, her man don't come home at night, like, yo, dude got like a side chick and a baby. So we focus on other things that aren't important, because what sis got going on over there don't have nothing to do with you, for starters. And we tend to adjust our moral compass and move the goalpost. So because your man may not be
sleeping out at night or may not have a baby, then you feel as though you are in a better spot than someone else. So we make wrong right because it's us, but we judge other people because it's them. Oh, you're a fool. I could never. But at the end of the day, there are things that are going on in your home that aren't okay and that aren't right. But you tell yourself, based on these judgments, these thoughts, that it's okay for you and for your life. Again, you're not going to change what you don't acknowledge. So there has to be some truth telling that needs to happen in order for anything to change. So again, we're going back to what was said in episode 17. Ask yourself why you wouldn't walk away from something that does not serve you. So now we're moving into, after you ask yourself, then what needs to happen? What needs to happen is that you need to understand that you may need support in this. You just may not have it in you to do it. You may want it. You may know that it needs to happen. You just may not have the wherewithal to carry it out on your own. That's why support is important. That's why you have to allow the people who love you to love on you, not only when it's good, but when it's bad. Not only when it's easy, but when it's difficult. Because people who love you, they will jump right into whatever mold they need to jump into. And you have to allow them to do that for you. That's why you have them as your friend, as your partner, as your cousin, your whomever. If they are close to you and you regard them as being someone you can trust, then allow them to do that for you. So support. Secondly, you have to tell yourself the truth. You're never going to change what you don't acknowledge. That bears repeating. You're not. If you don't acknowledge it to be something that needs to go, that needs to change, it will stay the same forever and ever and ever. And we stay stuck in situations because we lie to ourselves. One of the only reasons. What is the story? What are you telling yourself? What is the narrative that you are telling yourself? Listen, start to listen to what your thoughts are around this situation, around this person, around what, just what is it that you tell yourself? Because you are most likely telling yourself something that is not the truth. It's not that bad. It's okay. We have children. We have pension. We have, you know, this and that, and we've been together for this amount of years, and whatever it is, at the end of the day, none of it matters, because you should never be in a space where you're being mistreated ever. And that, again, I'm going to say over and over and over again, because I want you guys to know, like, you get to walk away from anything that doesn't serve you, period. So when you're not, then you have to know that you may have built inside of yourself a fallacy on which you place this relationship or situation on. Just lies, fairy tales. It's going to get better. It'll change. It won't always be like this. He, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, tell yourself the truth about it if you truly want to change it. And then lastly, I had to learn. I don't want to say I had to learn the hard way, but I did, because I'm hard-headed and I'm super analytical. So my brain likes to operate in absolutes, in this or that. As I got older and as I experienced life and as I bumped my head over and over and over again, and as I made mistake after mistake after mistake, I learned that two things can be true. I can love you and I can walk away from you. I can want the best for you and I can want you as far away from me as humanly possible. I can absolutely want this relationship to end and I can sit and cry and grieve it at the same time. Two things can exist at the same time and be true simultaneously. One does not negate the other. And for so long, I thought, well, if this is true, then that can't be. If I feel like this, then I can't feel like that. If I say that I love you, then I can't walk away from you. Now I understand that what I know to be love, for example, does not have to be rooted in self-betrayal and me disregarding myself for the sake of what I defined as love. Because that same love extends to me, right? So don't I get to love myself as well as loving you? And then I get to define what loving myself looks like. And if loving myself looks like holding people responsible for their actions, holding them accountable when they say something, then I have to enforce at that point the consequences of not doing those things. That is the definition of a boundary. You don't get to say and do whatever you want to without consequence. Because, again, there's no place in life where it works like that. So when we allow people to show up however they want to show up and say and do whatever it is that they want to do and give us tea when we ask for coffee and piss down our backs and tell us it's raining, then we basically say, hey, whatever, anything goes. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. It's okay. I'll take whatever. The crumbs, the leftovers, instead of lifting our standards based on what we deserve and what we want, and allowing anything that doesn't match that to just fall by the wayside. So again, two things can be true. I had to really, really learn that. At first, before I learned that, I had to acknowledge for myself that I was operating in a space of absolutes. And there aren't many places in life where anything is absolute. Most things, there is some sort of gray area in most things, especially when you start to talk about how people feel regarding things. There's always going to be a difference of opinions. Someone's always going to feel like butter pecan ice cream is far more delicious than mint chocolate chip. Some things really just come down to a person's personal preference. So the absolute of if it's this, then it can't be that, in most cases is not accurate. And when we operate in that space where we tell ourselves, well, if I love him, then I can't hold him accountable. Or if I love him, then I can't leave him. We, again, feed the fallacy. Because you can absolutely feel one way about something and make a decision that may seem to the contrary. But once you begin to acknowledge that two things can be true, you realize that how I feel does not negate the choice that I'm making. I have walked away from people that I absolutely love and will always love. My love for you does not mean that I stay in something that does not work for me. My concern for you doesn't mean that I stay in something that does not serve me. It does not change that I care about you, but I am also going to walk in this direction going forward. But, you know, someone would want to tell you, well, if you love me, you wouldn't blah, 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 blah. That is not the case. This is not true. You may have a rebuttal similar to mine, which is sarcastic and bitchy, that says, no, I love myself a little bit more. But even in that, your love is not what is in question when you make a decision to detach yourself from something. Sometimes things just don't work. And when things just don't work, we get to make different decisions. Things really changed for me when I started to acknowledge that two things can be true, that I didn't always have to go in one hard direction or the other hard, that I can acknowledge that these things can coexist. My therapist says these things can coexist in the same house. They can live in the same house. So I can feel this way and I can also acknowledge that I feel this way. Like for me, for example, vulnerable moment. Wasn't really in this vulnerable bag today, but I'm going to share this. I am in a space where I feel like I should be wanting to just date casually. That's what I should be doing. But I am also a person who is very comfortable in something that's secure and something that is serious. So brought that up in therapy, and she said, well, both of those things can be true. Because what can happen is you can date and you can allow the process of dating to lead you to something serious, and you can enjoy the process of dating until you get to something serious. I swear I love therapy because you sometimes you just need another perspective. Like sometimes you just need someone to take the thoughts that are in your mind and give you another way of looking at it. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. I don't need to choose. Like I don't have to decide, well, do you want to casually date or do you want to get married again? Like it doesn't have to be that right now. It could just be me enjoying my life until I get to something that looks or feels like it's solid. And that's okay. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. I was like, oh, I'm conflicted, but I'm not, because both of those things are true. I like security. I like knowing that someone is into me as much as I'm into them. And I also like the independence of not having to answer to somebody every single day of my life. Like I enjoy both of those things. Like I like having my person, and I also like having my space at home and just me and my kids and not having to clean up after anybody or worry about anything, and my house is clean. And like it's just those things are, they're true at the same time. Of course I would like to have a person who's just my person, but I don't even know if I want that person in my space. So it's just, you know, it's just, it's a lot of trying to figure things out. And I feel like on the last episode, there were lots of directives, but if I had to go back and think about what if I was in this position where I really didn't know how to get out, or I really didn't know what the next steps should be in order for me to change this situation. So I think, you know, saying ask yourself why is a start, but I wanted to give a little bit more or dig a little bit deeper just to help, if possible, someone who may not know what the first step should be. Gather your support system for sure. Acknowledge that two things can be true, for sure. Tell yourself the truth, whether you have to write it down and just look at it on a piece of paper, but start to challenge the narrative. Start to challenge the fallacy and start to look at those places where you have been comfortable in not acknowledging, accepting, or even facing what the truth is. Because it's those lies that keep us stuck. We tell ourselves it's just not that big of a deal. It's not, you know, because if we ever acknowledge that this is like something that's really major, then at that point we would probably have to start to make changes. And if we don't want to, it's much, much easier to just keep lying to ourselves. And some people don't even know that they're lying to themselves, but it's their brain's way of protecting them from having to face what may be super, super painful if we told ourselves like the real deal about it. That is all I got. That's all I got for this episode. I wanted to just piggyback off of the last episode. Next episode is going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys will continue to tune in. Episode 19 is going to be really, really fun. And then episode 20, obviously that being a bit of a milestone. We're going to keep the fun going. I wanted to get some of the serious stuff out of the way. Not that the next episode won't be serious. Just so you know, little spoiler alert, I am going to have a guest. And we will. We'll talk about the important stuff and the deep stuff. But she's hilarious. So we will be doing a lot of laughter and laughing. But I wanted to get that as a way out of, I wanted to get that out of the way as a way to kind of complete what I feel like I started on the last episode. So I hope that this meant something. I hope it does something. I hope that you guys are doing well. And I hope that this episode met you in a good place. And if you're not in a good place, that's okay. It's okay to not be okay. I would challenge you to lean on your support system if you are feeling like you're not yourself. And then we can all do better at reaching out to the people in our lives who matter and we don't talk to enough. So pick up the phone and call someone or text someone. I say this very often on this show because I mean it. Like, we all need each other. We can help one another in ways that we may not even know. Sending someone a text and telling them that you're thinking about them or you love them may make all of the difference. So do that today, would ya? For me, please. I love you so much. I thank you so much for supporting this show, for rocking with me. If you've been here from the beginning, thank you so, so very kindly. I pray that each of you is well. I truly hope that all is going well in your life. And if not, I hope that it gets better very, very, very soon. Yes, that's it. Follow me on Instagram. You can follow me at _IamShantae_. Shantae is spelled Chanta because my mom thought that it would be funny for people to mispronounce my name my whole life. And the podcast page is on Instagram at tays.tidbits. Would love to have you follow along. Again, I look forward to seeing you guys back here in a couple weeks for episode 19. Do no harm, but absolutely take no shit. Peace.
Okay. All right. Hey, that song right there was off the first album I ever made. It's called Reasonable Doubt. Also was fortunate enough to be blessed by the presence of Queen of, just the Queen, man. I want to say R&B, I want to say hip hop. Her name is Miss Mary J. Blige. Short-term goals when the weather falls.
La-dee-da-da-da.
I just had to test y'all.
Oh, oh.
I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chili with enough bail money to free a big Willie. High stakes, I got more estate than Billy. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, yes, fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Y'all can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my periphery, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I'll leave your body steaming. Players screaming, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on anybody intervening with the sound of my money machine. My cup running over with hunting. I'm one of the best players that done it. Six digits and running. Dudes don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Mary.